we go with another Sunday script. I said Sunday. This is for April the 30th. Show number 4. Segment number 1.
Welcome in to Sunday Stripped. My name is Kramer. I am a major market rock radio host. Been all over the country, been to a million shows, seen some phenomenal acoustic performances, and have always wondered why in the hell hasn't a radio station made a show featuring some of this really awesome music? So that's what this show is about. Plus, we'll look into the songs, we'll find out where they came from, we'll hear from the artist, and we'll go back and listen to some of the dumb crap they've probably said in the past, which is always fun. I want to mention our new affiliate in Corpus Christi, Texas, Rock 92.7. I am beyond thrilled to have them on. What a great radio station. Rock 92.7, if you're looking for a new station to stream, that's definitely one to go to. Thank you for being here. Look at your beautiful faces. All right, let's do this. Let's start it off with some 3 Days Grace.
Sunday Strip
with Kramer.
Darkest side of me, no one will ever change this animal I have become. Help me believe it's not the real me. Somebody help me tame this animal I have become. Help me believe it's not the real me. Somebody help me tame this animal. This animal I have become.
It's Sunday Strip. There you go. 3 Days Grace, Animal I've Become. Adam Gontier, singer at the time, said that while he was addicted to OxyContin, he was abusive, he was angry, he had no idea who he was anymore, and he wrote Animal I Have Become while he was in rehab. Heavy stuff. The band Candlebox. Candlebox is not a band that you hear in conversations when people talk about the top bands of that Seattle movement. And I've never understood it, because technically they are such a great band, and they have had some amazing songs. I'm about to play You, which I think probably is my favorite Candlebox song. Here's Kevin Martin talking about how and why he wrote You.
This next song I'm going to play for y'all is a song called You. This song was inspired by the same sort of issues, drugs. We had a manager that book us shows and stuff, and we'd get paid, but we'd never get paid. We couldn't figure out why we weren't getting paid. And then come to find out, he was taking all the money and buying ecstasy pills and selling them. And he never gave us drugs once. Bastard. But no, again, this song, it was inspired by a little bit of that, but it was also an issue of my own struggles when I decided when I was 18 years old to stop doing drugs. I woke up on my 18th birthday and I had stolen money from my mom, and my parents couldn't pay the rent. And I realized at that point that I had probably done something that was irreversible. Thankfully, they let me come home. And so this song is about that.
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
Nice and slow.
Money, it's for you. Only you. It's for you. I'll never know, I'll never care, I'll never believe my people. I'll tell you what I say. I'll never lie, never try, never cry for you people. I'll push you, push away. As you lonely people keep on running round my door. Yes, you lonely people keep on begging, beg for more. And I'll cry for you, yes, I'll die for you. Pain in my heart, heat is real. And I'll tell you now how I feel inside. Feeling my heart its way. All of this, brothers and sisters, it's just for you. I'll never lie, never try, never push for you people. I'll tell you how I feel. I'll never lie, never try, never cry for you people. I'll tell you, yes, it's real. And you lonely people keep on passing time away. Yes, you lonely people keep on passing, pass away. And I'll try for you, yes, I'll die for you. Pain in my heart is real. And I'll tell you now how I feel inside. Feel in my heart, it's real. When I take down the thing as it comes my way, pushing your pain round the door. Will I lie for you? Will I die for you? This blood on my hands off you. But you shiver and shatter, recovers your mother. You feel it, take control. All alone. Do you feel alive in your soul? Come around town, steal another dime, do another crime. Won't you feel it, banky, your soul? Out of mind. Come around town, steal another dime, do another crime. Won't you get it higher and higher? Roll through time. Come around town, steal another dime. Don't you push your drugs in my face. Said I'm feeling fine. Don't you push your drugs in my face. Or I'm gonna put to your place. I don't want it no more. It's my heart, it's on my head. Yes, it's me.
just paint my heart on the rail. Well, I take everything as it comes my way, and I feel in my heart that it's you. Lie, lie for you, we lie. Die for you, we says. Painting my heart on the rail. Well, I tell you right now how I feel inside.
It's Sunday Stripped. What's up? I'm Kramer. Please look us up on Facebook. Just do the search thing and look up Sunday Stripped. Like the page. You know, we're going to go way back now, and this is something I normally don't do on the show. I don't really go back further than, say, 92, 93-ish. But I recently saw an interview with Billy Idol, and I started getting in this rabbit hole on YouTube and going back and watching interviews that he did and songs, live performances that he did way back in the 80s. And the dude was nuts. I mean, he was absolutely out of his damn mind. I'm about to play White Wedding, but I want to play you part of an interview that he did on Letterman in 1983. And for the lack of a better phrase, he's talking about flinging his junk over a hotel balcony to show it to fans.
Now, what happened in Chicago recently? Was this recently a concert at the Aragon Ballroom?
Yeah, that was a couple of months ago. Yeah. Well, it was really quite on the spur of the moment, but I sort of the whole audience and myself. Well, I was the only person in the nude, but
wait a minute, sang, wait a minute, wait a minute. Right there, you see. The audience and you were on stage at this place?
No, it was really just the balcony of the dressing room looking onto the street, really.
Mm-hmm.
And just the audience came out singing Rebel Yell, so I was kind of just changing and became necessary to get out there on the balcony and spur them on a bit.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of forgot I didn't have anything on.
You went out there in front of the crowd naked, nude. You also...
When I hung my over the balcony, thing. That's when I got an encore.
Got the encore then.
That's when I got the encore.
Sure.
Acoustic rock that rocks. This is Sunday Stripped.
Sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one I want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. Oh, it's a nice day to start again. Come on, nice day for white wedding day. Ooh yeah, a nice day to start again. Hey little sister, what is it you wish? Hey little sister, what's your vice wish? You see, I've been away for so long, I let you go for so long. Hey little sister, shotgun. Oh, it's a nice day to start again. Well, nice day for white wedding day. Ooh yeah, nice day to start again. Yeah. Home, yeah. There ain't nothing fair in this world, girl. There ain't nothing sure in this world. There ain't nothing safe in this world. There ain't nothing pure in this world. I look for something left in this world. White wedding, ah! Ooh yeah, nice day to start again. Well, white wedding, silk shedding, vice and trowel, white wedding day.
It's Sunday. Even Jesus loves this music.
Your tiny Jesus, your golden fleece diapers with your tiny little fat balled up fist pawing.
He was a man. He had a beard.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja fighting off evil samurai.
I like to think of Jesus like with giant eagle's wings, yeah, and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with like an angel band.
Sunday Strip with Kramer.
Tired. I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever fears that come. Sitting alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting alone inside your head. How do you feel? That is the question. But I forget you don't expect an easy answer. When something like a soul becomes initialized, folded up like paper dolls and little notes. Can't expect a bit of hope. So while you're outside looking in, describing what you see, remember what you're staring at is me. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels not forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting alone inside your head. How much is real? So much to question. An epidemic of the mannequins contaminating everything. We thought came from the heart, but never did right from the start. Just listen to the noises, null and void instead of voices. Before you tell yourself it's just a different scene, remember it's just different from what you've seen. I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels that forever. But no one ever tells you that forever fears that come. Sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels that forever. But no one ever tells you that forever fears that come. Sitting all alone inside your head. And it's the stars, the stars that shine for you. And it's the stars, the stars that lie to you, yeah, girl. And it's the stars, the stars that shine for you. Time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home.
sitting all alone inside your head. And if the stars that shine for you, yeah, and it's the stars that lie to you, yeah, yeah. The stars that shine for you, yeah, yeah. And it's the stars that lie to you, yeah, yeah.
It's Sunday Stripped. Hello, it's Kramer. Great song. Corey Taylor's stuff with Stone Sour is some of the best music out there, and it's way underrated. He said he wrote that song when he was on tour with Slipknot, and he was in a hotel room, and he was watching MTV, and he was noticing just how glossy all this music was, and how BS it was, and none of these people ever wrote a note of music or a word of music in their lives. And, you know, he's talking about American Idol and how crappy that was and how plastic it all is. And he said that that song is a very angry song about that, which I don't think I would have ever guessed if I hadn't read it. I'm going to play some Greta Van Fleet. Greta Van Fleet, one of the most polarizing bands ever. And I really don't understand why so many people hate on Greta Van Fleet. I interviewed them not that long ago, and I asked them, I said, I know you probably get this question a million times, but I want to ask about the Led Zeppelin influence. And right away, without hesitation, they go, absolutely. And no, we're not tired of answering the question, and we'll always say that a main part of our influence was Led Zeppelin. So, what does Led Zeppelin think about them? Here is Robert Plant talking about Greta.
There's a band in Detroit called Greta Van Fleet. They are Led Zeppelin 1.
Yeah.
It's like, the kid looks like he's just dropped out of a kind of beautiful little singer, very smart.
I've seen them. Yeah. They're really, really young.
Yeah.
I've seen him. And
I hate him.
He has got such a huge voice, that young fella.
Yeah, and he borrowed it from somebody I know very well. Yeah. But I mean, what are you going to do?
Has he tried to meet you? Has he been requests?
No. I mean, at least he's got a bit of style, because he said he based his whole style on Aerosmith. Yeah.
Sunday Strip
with Kramer. With Kramer.
greatest rock and metal songs of all time. Unplugged. This is Sunday Strip.
Trucking on down that radio highway, ain't we? 10-4, copy. We got a convoy. Sunday Strip for April the 30th. It's a quick month, wasn't it? Show number 4. Segment number 2.
It's Sunday Stripped. What up? I'm Kramer. This is a show where we take the biggest bands and artists in rock and metal and give you their acoustic performances. By the way, get a plug in here. Search on Facebook for Sunday Stripped and like and follow. We would appreciate it. One of the acts that's fairly new, I think 2017, 2018 maybe, which in the rock world is very new, is Aaron Jones. I've been following him, and I've always loved the song Take Me Away, and I actually found it done acoustically. Here is Aaron talking about that song.
What inspired me to write the song was the different tones of the decades of rock and roll, from the 80s to the 90s to today. Rage Against the Machine, I was thinking about Dr. Dre, I was thinking about all the Seattle inspirations and trying to culminate that all into a 3-minute little song and tell my story at the same time. And for me, the song, it means a new beginning, I guess. I mean, if I'm gonna be real honest, you know, that's what it means for me at this moment. Take Me Away to actually become what it says. It's taking me away, it's taking me to new places. So I guess it means a lot. It means a lot, my livelihood, I suppose. To me, Take Me Away was literally me depending on all I knew, which was guitar playing. You know, I grew up in a situation that was not ideal. You know, I mean, I was a kid, just like a lot of kids in the 80s, who was dealing with, you know, parents that were either absent or addicted to drugs, and the abandonment that comes along with that. So this song to me, it means a lot. It means that I became something that I wasn't supposed to become. I became what I am today in spite of those things. So that's what Take Me Away.
Sunday Strip
with Kramer.
The demon junkie mama abandoned me. Was the day I learned a lie. She kissed my face and said she'd beat my back before she walked away and cried. So take me away, just take me away from this lonesome place, from this lonesome place, from this lonesome place, from this lonesome place. Swallow! It's all I've ever known. How am I supposed to find some peace of mind? Hey, if I can't stand to be alone. So take me away, just take me away from this lonesome place, from this lonesome place, from this lonesome place, from this lonesome place. Oh, won't you take me away? Say, won't you take me away? Just take me away.
Y'all feel good?
Say, won't you take me away? Just won't you take me away? From this lonesome place. From this lonesome place. From this lonesome place. From this lonesome place.
Plato once said, "Music is the movement of sound to reach the soul." That old bastard was right. This is Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
I don't know what you had in mind, but here we stand on opposing sides. Let's go to war. Let's go to war! We arm ourselves with the wrongs we've done. Name them off one by one. Let's go to war. Let's go to war! Everything you say and everything you do, you push it in and you cut me down. Yeah, you cut me down, 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 down. Screaming at the ones we love, like we forgot who we can trust. Screaming at the top of our lungs, on the ground. Do we feel safe? Do we feel safe? Hush, my baby, make no sound. Maybe we can wait each other out. It's a cold war. Let's go to war! With every settled score, I thought that fighting with men fighting for, but you turn it around. Yeah, you turn it around, 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 around. Screaming at the ones we love, like we forgot who we can trust. Screaming at the top of our lungs, on the ground.
Sunday Stripped. It's Kramer doing the honors. Let's Go to War. That was a song about a breakup between the lead singer and his girlfriend. Boy, can I relate to that. He said he's normally laid back and he doesn't get all pissed off and start screaming. But he said there was something about this one particular phone conversation and he just let it go. And he had all this anger and he called up his drummer and he said, get to the studio now. And he said that song was probably written in about 15 minutes. Up to a specialty segment on the show. It's called Kramer's Indulgence. Now, this, okay, listen to me. This is where I allow myself to play anything I want. Doesn't matter the genre, really. It's just a song that I like that I think rock people would like. And this is such an underrated band. You may remember them. Their name is Concrete Blonde. I got into an argument the other day on Facebook about the best female rocker, and my nomination was Jonette Napolitano from Concrete Blonde, and people started calling me the P word. And I was like, I don't give a damn. There is no better female singer with as much control of her voice than Jonette Napolitano from Concrete Blonde. And if you've never heard this song, especially done this way acoustically, I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
You're listening to the only show of its kind in the world. Sunday Strapped.
Sunday Strapped.
Acoustic rock that rocks.
Sunday Stripped, God love you for listening. I'm going to play a killer song from Gloria Sons, a great band from Canada. It's called Sawed Off Shotgun. Well, everybody had to go crazy when the word shotgun got mentioned in the song. So now when radio people play it, they don't call it Sawed Off Shotgun. They call it SOS because they don't want to say shotgun. Welcome to the woke generation. So after this song came out, the record label told them, they said that they needed to write a disclaimer explaining what the song is about and that it's not about killing people. Well, if you have two brain cells to rub together and you listen to the lyrics of the song, you know instantly it's not about shooting anybody. here they are talking about having to write that disclaimer.
Well, you know what? I didn't have to. I was getting all this slack from management and label, talking about how we had to get ahead of the narrative and explain that it wasn't about mass shooting. And I'd sat there for 2 weeks trying to explain to people what the song was about. I'm glad we did it. You know, the song's just touching on the things that I've seen from people in my life, from, you know, small town Canada, I guess, which I imagine is, you know, not that different from small town America. And there's a lot of mental health illness, a lot of just violent nature in general, and a lot of confusion as to how you're supposed to live your life and overcome each day and succeed, because I mean you have to work 3-4 times as hard as anybody else. Sometimes I think that that's super sad, especially in, you know, in a country, a continent, place that calls itself the greatest in the world. I mean, it's just plainly not true, and I think it's the saddest thing in the world.
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
Mother, I don't wanna take my medicine. 24 years in the gutter again. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Everybody's acting like they're all alright. I can barely get myself to sleep at night. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. The tax man, I lost my job, and you got hooked on oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car, and I bought a sawed-off shotgun. Yeah. They sent the tax man, I lost my job, and you got hooked on oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car, and I bought a sawed-off shotgun. Rather be crazy than to take these pills. Sick of being okay against my will. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Ain't a thing in this world that I'm gonna miss. It's all fake smiles and leather jackets. We're full of it. We're full of shit. I don't know who to trust. Tax man, I lost my job, and you got hooked on oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car, and I bought a sawed-off shotgun. Yeah, they sent the tax man, I lost my job, and you got hooked on oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car, and I bought a sawed-off shotgun. Tax man, I lost my job, and you got hooked on oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car, and I bought a sawed-off shotgun. Yeah, they sent the tax man, I lost my job, and you got hooked on oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car, and I bought a sawed-off shotgun. Yeah, they sent the tax man, I lost my job, and you got hooked on oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car, and I bought a sawed-off shotgun.
All right, Sunday Stripped. coming to a close. My name is Kramer. Boy, man, that's a fast hour, isn't it? I hope you love it. I really enjoy doing this show more than you could possibly know. This music touches me. I think this music can heal. I think it can make us have fun and party. And there's so much depth when these guys get stripped down and do the music acoustically. I just really hope you do love it. If you do love it, search us out on Facebook and other social media. We're on all of them. For Sunday Stripped. One more big shout out to Rock 92.7 in Corpus Christi. So glad to have you on board the show. You guys take care. Have one badass week coming up. And this is Kramer saying, see ya, my brethren and sistren.
Acoustic. Raw. Rock.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums. Getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them. Fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
Sunday Stripped with Kramer.